Watch, ATV rider arrested for allegedly terrorizing Philadelphia driver. By Amy Furr on March 13, 2021. Officials arrested and charged a Philadelphia all-terrain vehicle ATV rider when a video surfaced of the rider allegedly assaulting a driver this week. The incident occurred around 6 p.m. Tuesday on Broad Street, ABC 6 reported on Friday. The video shows an ATV rider assaulting a motorist and then running back to his ATV to retrieve a gun. Someone urged the gunman to put it down. He did but continued terrorizing the victim with help from the rest of the group, the outlet said. The incident reportedly began when several ATV and motorcycle riders stopped short in traffic and caused the car behind them to hit their bikes, the article continued. According to a police report, the victim got out of his vehicle to see if the operator was injured. The male on the bike became hostile and demanded payment for the damages. The other ATVs surrounded the victim's car while the operator began assaulting him. The report said the victim was able to get back into his vehicle and lock the doors. At one point in the video, a man wearing a black jacket with white stripes on the front appeared to throw an object at the car, causing a back window to shatter. On Thursday, police said the suspect, Gregory Stevens, 27, had been taken into custody. According to the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, Stevens, who is prohibited from carrying firearms and is on state parole for a 2014 robbery conviction, has been charged with aggravated assault, F1, criminal mischief, F3, lieu faux offenses, simple assault, M2, recklessly endangering another person, M2, harassment, M3, and related offenses by the District Attorney's Office, DAO, for this incident. Stevens is also charged with ATV violations, which are summary offenses in Pennsylvania. The 25-year-old victim sustained minor injuries, but residents want the ATV riders to use their vehicles elsewhere. I don't like it whatsoever. It's sickening, Philadelphia resident Charlotte Haley said. If you're going to ride your dirt bike, ride it in Fairmount Park somewhere. Resident Christopher Tappan told NBC 10 there are hordes of off-road bikers in the area. They live in a city where they think that the laws aren't gonna be enforced. That's the only reason that you see something like that, he concluded. Last June, Breitbart News reported that two anti-Trump agitators in Tulsa, Oklahoma, were humiliated after falling off their ATV.